This is the 765businessjournal.com radio show, hosted by Lafay Pagis on WMUN Muncie, sponsored by IU Health, Town of Yorktown, MIPS, Ivy Tech Community College Muncie, Minnetrista, YMCA of Muncie. Every Monday from 9 till 9:30 a.m., we'll talk to and about people and organizations trying to lift up Muncie. Economic development, job growth, and building our community up. Read all about it on 765businessjournal.com anytime, free, and on your radio now.
And good Monday morning to you. We are live in studio. Today is May 6th already. I'm glad to be your host of 765businessjournal.com, Lafay Pagis. And as always, we are live here every week from 9 to 9:30 a.m. That's Eastern time. We got you covered if you happen to miss the live show. Just log on to our website, WMUNMuncie.com, where you will find a replay of the interview and also the podcast shortly after the live show. Editor-in-Chief Mike Rhodes handles that for us. A couple days ago, many of you probably celebrated Star Wars Day. If not, I'm sure you've heard the saying, "May the 4th be with you." Well, today's show is pretty timely for our guest from Aya Comics, Christy Blanche. She is the owner of that comic book store in downtown Muncie. And this coming weekend, they will host their third Muncie Comic Con at the Delaware County Fairgrounds, which is expected to attract hundreds of people, some of them from other states. And here to talk about all this is Christy Blanche of Aya Comics. Christy, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you. It's early.
It's early.
Anyone that knows me is like, I didn't know you knew this hour existed.
Yes. So talk about Aya Comics. You're situated right in downtown Muncie.
We are. We are right in downtown. We are between the Fickle Peach and the Rose Court. Across from Northwest Bank. It's a great spot. So we've been there a little over 5 years in that spot. We moved there right before COVID so that we could get better foot traffic. Mm-hmm.
But you said 5 years in that location, but mm-hmm. you've been in downtown Muncie, what, about 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years. We started right next to the toy store, the downtown toy store.
Okay,
Forever Toys. And it was a great spot, but we outgrew it. There was nowhere to go. It was two rooms. It's where Cat's Crystals is now, which mm-hmm. I love that store. And so we moved over next to the record store, Dan's Downtown Records. Mm-hmm. Dan is great. We were always in the record store, so we moved there. But then when Dan's left, it was like we didn't have a whole lot of traffic coming that way. A lot of people thought that, like, all the stores ended at, you know, the city-county building.
Right.
So we didn't get a lot of traffic over there. So the building that I wanted was the one that we're in now, but I missed it by one day the first time, so this time when it came up, and Ken at the time owned the building and said, "Hey, do you want to look at this building?" I said, "No, I want it."
You jumped on it.
It had this long hallway, and I could just picture a hallway just with comics just on one side of it, just all of it. I wish it was wide enough to put them on both sides, but it's not. But just down one side. And every day when I walk in, it just makes me happy to see that. So that's how I know we're in the right place.
And are you getting the foot traffic that you...
We are. Finally, it's built back up. At first we didn't because, you know, we had to close. Mm-hmm. Thank you, COVID. But... you know, we made it through it, and we are getting a lot more foot traffic. A lot of people still don't know, you know, we didn't know Muncie had a comic store. And mm-hmm. I'm like, we actually have two. You know, we have, you know, Bob's Comic Castle and Aya Comics. I love having more comic stores. The more nerd stuff, the better. You know, the more stuff that, you know, I enjoy and that people can read, especially reading, because I'm a big advocate of reading and lifelong
yes.
learning. I think it's great. So, yeah.
So comic book store, tell me your background. I mean, you grew up an avid comic book reader yourself, I understand.
Yes. So I was kind of a tomboy. I guess that term is still okay. growing up, I grew up in a neighborhood with all boys. So, you know, I didn't really have a choice. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Star Wars when I was young, it was a huge turning point in my life because it was the most fascinating thing I'd ever seen. My uncle took me on opening day. And I didn't even know what I saw. I just could not believe my eyes. And I was like trying to explain to my mom and dad what it was. And mm-hmm. They're like, we have no idea what you're talking about. Because I'm like, and then Chewbacca did this. And, you know, Han Solo. And, you know, I'm going to marry him someday. And, you know. And so they did get, and this is going to age me here, an 8mm projector. And they had a little, like, 8-minute clip of it. And oh, wow. I watched it over and over, and they said, hey, if you want to invite a few of your friends over to watch it, you know, tomorrow you can. So when the bus pulled up to my stop, everyone on the bus got off. My mom was so mad.
You brought the whole school.
I did. Nobody got off at their stops. They just all came there to watch it. So we had to do it in, like, shifts, and then my mom had to, like, call and get people to take them home. And she was, like, so mad at me, but it was – that was okay.
So that translated into your love for comic books.
I read everything I could get my hands on that was science fiction and fantasy, and I have never stopped loving Star Wars. It's my kids love Star Wars, my grandkids love Star Wars, and it's been great. So the great thing with the comic shop is, I got away from comics a little bit when I was, you know, in high school. But then when I had kids, I taught my son to read using comics.
Oh, wow.
So that got our whole family into comics. So my kids and I would go to the comic store every week. That was what we did. On Wednesdays, mm-hmm. when new comics come out, we'd get our books. And then that translated into me using comic books while I was teaching the classroom at Ball State. So I taught anthropology, and I used them there. And it just kind of changed my whole life. You know, using comics.
Okay. We're going to go to break here in a minute and have a second segment. But when we come back, we'll talk real briefly just about how you got into the comic book business. And, you know, you took that your love and then changed that into a business. and then we'll talk about Comic-Con.
So, okay.
We're going to do that in the next segment. We'll discuss all that. This is the third year for Comic-Con here
yes.
in Muncie. Some industry big names will be present for meet and greet and all kinds of things for the kids, some face painting and stuff going on. So we'll talk about all that and more in our next segment here on 765businessjournal.com radio from WMUN.
It's news. Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
The elites want more control through digital currencies in a cashless society. This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I believe gold is the answer to safeguard your wealth, especially if you own your gold inside of a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 to claim your free info kit today.
Small town, big goals, great families. The town of Yorktown is more walkable than ever, with trails connecting most of the neighborhoods throughout the area to play, relax, shop, and dine. They pride themselves in being a family town, with many spaces for families to gather, be active, and enjoy the community with their neighbors. It's more than a town, it's an experience, and they hope families will make this their forever home. This is Yorktown. This is your town.
Whether you're a weekend warrior or walking is more your speed, pain shouldn't slow you down. At IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can get the care you need to stay active. They expertly treat problems with bones, joints, muscles, sports injuries, and more. And they're right here in Muncie. It's the highest level of skill and convenience. That will keep you going. Visit iuhealth.org/MuncieOrtho to learn more.
That's the sigh of relief the Mitz bus makes after safely transporting the community on one of its 17 routes. With so many routes all across Muncie, how are you supposed to know which bus to catch? Simple. Download the Mitz bus app and track times and departures for your next trip across town. Also, did you know Mitz lets students and veterans ride for free? One last thing, with Mitz, you never have to worry about parking. So need a lift? Ride Mitz bus.
Attention all high school students. Ivy Tech Muncie Henry County is here to help you explore your future. Whether you are ready to go to college or you want to move into the workforce, Ivy Tech can help. Our concierge service makes it easy. Reach out today at muncie-ask-c3po@ivytech.edu to learn more. Ivy Tech, you belong here.
Have you heard about YMCA 360? YMCA 360 is your on-demand video platform with offerings such as group exercise classes, youth sports training, well-being classes, and more.
Now offered for YMCA of Muncie members. Three locations, 24/7 access at their Yorktown location, and now Y360. For more information on the YMCA of Muncie, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448 today. The Y for a better us.
At Minnetrista Museum and Gardens, there's something different to experience every time you visit. Minnetrista maintains a spacious 40-acre campus, which is open to the public and includes beautiful gardens, their nature area, a modern museum facility, historic homes, children's play area, and a portion of the White River Greenway. Throughout the year, their roster of educational programs, engaging workshops, community events, and interactive exhibits are constantly rotating and changing. To find out more, visit Minnetrista.net.
This is the 765BusinessJournal.com radio show. Hosted by LaFay Pagese on WMUN Muncie.
And back again with today's discussion. It's May 6th, and we're here in studio. I'm with Christy Blanche, the owner of Aya Comics, located in downtown Muncie. Christy, first segment, we just kind of talked about your background. We didn't get to we talked about your just growing up, your love for comic books, and you taught your son to read with comic books, also taught at Ball State using comic books, but we didn't get to how you took that love and changed it into a business. Just kind of get into that a little bit.
Well, my own business before. I worked on gearboxes for IndyCars, and when I got rid of that, because I had a daughter, I couldn't have a baby and do it was right. Not working. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm never doing another business again. I don't want to chase money. I want to work and just have somebody else give me money at the end of. I don't want to have to worry about it. Right. I'm done. Never doing this again. Never say never. I also said I was never going to have kids, and I was never going to teach, and because both my parents were teachers. So I was like, I'm never going to do, yeah, never.
All these nevers.
Yeah, never say never. So, but then our comic shop was going to be closing, and we didn't want that to happen. So we decided that we would get it, and I never really expected I would be running it, but I took some time away from I was getting my doctorate at the time, and I took a few months away from that, and so I could learn how to run this business, and I found out I really, really liked it. So I was like, okay, I can do both. So I did. So we had the comic shop, and I got it, and it was running it, and I was still teaching at the time also, and finishing my dissertation. Mm-hmm. So did get it all done. I just love having it, and I love when people come in and they get their first comic book. We had a kid come in and get his first comic book this Saturday, and it's such a great day. He was so excited, and I was excited, and his parents were excited, and he's going to come back in and tell me about it. So
that's awesome.
It's really, really, it's a great feeling.
You're not doing this all alone. Jeff Torres is your business partner?
He is my business partner and my significant other. Mm-hmm. He started a few years ago. He came up and kind of work there and see if he liked it, and does. And so never like stuck together. So now we co-own it, and he is also the co-owner. We basically anything one of us does, we do together. So he co-owns, Aya Comics, and he co-owns and runs Muncie Comic Con. Mm,
okay. And neither of you guys are from Muncie originally, but you chose to make Muncie your own.
Yeah, I came up here and I thought this was going to be a little pit stop, and it ended up, I was like, wait, I've been here like 20 years. I think it's more than a pit stop. And now, my kids are here, my grandkids are here, and my parents are an hour away, so it's not too bad. Yes. I'm from Indianapolis originally. But I love Muncie, and I know we have issues. Everywhere has issues, but
of course, yes.
You can't make things better by leaving. Right. Well, maybe some people. Charles Manson wanted to leave. I would say, okay, bye. But I think it's a great, great, great town, and there's so much potential. And, just being downtown when we were starting to build up right before COVID, and then we hit that lull. But it's like it's coming back, and
yes.
It's like blossoming, and it's so wonderful to be a part of that, mm-hmm. and to see it happen, and to see all these new businesses come in. And I just love it.
And now we have a wonderful event called Muncie Comic Con, thanks
Muncie
to you
Comic
guys.
Con.
So that's coming up this Saturday, right?
It's coming up this Saturday, May 11th. This is our third one. It is at the fairgrounds. It's a great event. We love putting it on. A lot of work, but it's just love every minute of it. It is from 10 to 5. It's $10. Tickets are $10 for adults or anybody over 10. 10 and under are free. Get them at MuncieComicCon.com. The day of the show, they are $12. So get your tickets online. You can save $2.
Okay.
We're going to have Kyle Starks. He's an artist for Rick and Morty. He's done so many amazing things. He just did a Peacemaker book, which Peacemaker is really popular because of the series and his in the movie. And Jason Douglas with the local artist Annie Wright will be there. They've done a comic together. Chris Sprouse, he's a Star Wars artist. He does all the Star Wars covers for the comic books. Mm-hmm. Steve Horton did a Bowie book. We've got Stuart Sager, who does amazing covers of like Kiss and Alice Cooper. Afua Richardson, who actually worked on Lovecraft Country and Into the Spider-Verse, two little bitty shows. And Gavin Smith, who just did the Turtles interiors.
Okay.
And then Four Color Fiends, which is a publishing company that my best friend Garrett Gunn and I started.
Okay.
So
some big names. So there'll be some meet and greets with them and some face painting for
face
the kids.
Face painting
sketching.
From the Corn Fed Derby
yes.
Dames. Thank
okay.
you. Drawing demos. Yeah, it's going to be great. We've got a print you can get in early for $15. You can come in at 9:30 and get a free print.
Okay. All right. Well, hope to see a lot of people there.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
do.
Well, Christy, thanks again for being a guest on my show. That was the owner of Aya Comics in downtown Muncie, Christy Blanche, here on 765businessjournal.com radio. This program is on every Monday, 9 to 9:30 Eastern Time. It is on podcast shortly after the program airs, and you can get that and also hear the replay on the replay on WMUNMuncie.com. For Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center, I'm Lethay Pegues, hosting this morning's edition on the new WMUN.
Whether you're a weekend warrior or walking is more your speed, pain shouldn't slow you down. At IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can get the care you need to stay active. They expertly treat problems with bones, joints, muscles, sports injuries, and more. And they're right here in Muncie. It's the highest level of skill and convenience. That will keep you going. Visit iuhealth.org/MuncieOrtho to learn more.
Small town, big goals, great families. The town of Yorktown is more walkable than ever, with trails connecting most of the neighborhoods throughout the area to play, relax, shop, and dine. They pride themselves in being a family town, with many spaces for families to gather, be active, and enjoy the community with their neighbors. It's more than a town, it's an experience, and they hope families will make this their forever home. This is Yorktown. This is your town.
Attention all high school students. Ivy Tech Muncie Henry County is here to help you explore your future. Whether you are ready to go to college or you want to move into the workforce, Ivy Tech can help. Our concierge service makes it easy. Reach out today at muncie-ask-c3po@ivytech.edu to learn more. Ivy Tech, you belong here.
That's the sigh of relief the Mitz bus makes after safely transporting the community on one of its 17 routes. With so many routes all across Muncie, how are you supposed to know which bus to catch? Simple. Download the Mitz bus app and track times and departures for your next trip across town. Also, did you know Mitz lets students and veterans ride for free? One last thing, with Mitz, you never have to worry about parking. So need a lift? Ride Mitz bus. At Minnetrista Museum and Gardens, there's something different to experience every time you visit. Minnetrista maintains a spacious 40-acre campus, which is open to the public and includes beautiful gardens, their nature area, a modern museum facility, historic homes, children's play areas, and a portion of the White River Greenway. Throughout the year, their roster of educational programs, engaging workshops, community events, and interactive exhibits are constantly rotating and changing. To find out more, visit Minnetrista.net.
Have you heard about YMCA 360? YMCA 360 is your on-demand video platform with offerings such as group exercise classes, youth sports training, well-being classes, and more.
Now offered for YMCA of Muncie members. Three locations, 24/7 access at their Yorktown location, and now Y360. For more information on the YMCA of Muncie, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448 today. The Y for a better us.
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, 30-second radio, take one.
Sink your teeth into the freshest, finest.
Mmm, sounds good already. Oh, sorry, forgot to mute my mic.
Fresh bread made daily for grinders, and they hand toss every...
Sorry, your description is just music to my hungry belly.
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, open every day at 11 a.m.
Sorry to cut the session short, but I just realized I have an appointment at Mancino's. I mean...
It's just that tasty. Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie, on Bethel, in front of Rural King.
No time is a good time for a drain problem. When it does happen, you need reliable service that's on time. If time and communication matter to you, call Mr. Reuter Plumbing for your drain or septic concerns. We answer the phone and show up on time. Need same-day service or weekend service? Get it at no extra charge. There's a reason they call us Mr. Call Mr. Reuter Plumbing today, 288-2782, or visit us online at MrReuter.com/Muncie.
The all-new 765 BusinessJournal.com radio show on WMUN. The Talk of Muncie. Sponsored in part by Minnetrista, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. Every Monday from 9 till 9:30 a.m., we'll talk to and about people and organizations trying to lift up Muncie. Economic development, job growth, and building our community up. Read all about it on 765businessjournal.com anytime, free. Using our voice to build our business community, this is the all-new 765businessjournal.com radio show on WMUN, the Talk of Muncie.